وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We have been looking at human beings in the Quran, and previously we were speaking about the positive aspects of human beings in Quran. One of the points that we mentioned before, but we did not give it enough time to obviously speak about due to the time being limited, is the fact that human beings possess in their nature a set of divine heavenly elements, which are other than material, constitute exist that exist in animals, plants, or inanimate objects. We have the physical aspect to us, and we have the metaphysical aspect to us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one time, he says, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ طِينَ. He created man, or mankind, from mud. And then he says, وَنَفَخَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِهِ. Then he blew into him from his own soul. So that makes a human being, one, he's a physical entity, and he has this metaphysics to him as well in terms of spirituality. So it's a very complex human being. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ اشْتَبَاهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى. Then Allah has chosen them. We are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. He has given them His forgiveness and huda, and His guidance. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many verses like this, He talks about the human being and how He created them and how the creation took, even from a speck of a sperm, the Quran begins with. And He goes through the process of human beings and everything else, and His hidayah for them, His mercy for them, His love for them, and so many ayat, inshallah, we might be able to look at in future episode. But for now, let's stick with the main headlines as we have agreed in the previous episode. Number six, human beings. Obviously, when I say six, this is a continuation of the five that we have already mentioned previously. Human beings are free and independent. They keep trust with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are endowed with mission. They are filled with responsibility. They are asked to flourish on the earth by means of their initiative and labor, and to freely choose their prosperity and, or you can say, adversity. You can choose whatever you want. You can see that humans, in one aspect, they are absolutely free, independent to choose. They have freedom. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that free will power. Okay? Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We have presented the trust to the heavens and the earth, وَالْجِبَالِ and the mountains, فَأَبَيْنَا أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا. They refused this burden of this trust. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. However, human beings carried it. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Surely, indeed, he is unfair and unjust. That's human beings. We chose this trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willingly, even though the heavens and the earth and the mountains rejected this amana. Let us take a short break and then we will be right back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we were saying just before the break that human beings are independent. We have the ability to choose. We can decide which way to go. So the Quran made it very clear in the Amana verse. And also Allah says in the Quran in chapter 76, verse 2, He says, "Inna khalaqna al-insan min nutfatin." We have created man from the union of the sexes. And then he says, فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا, that we made him all-hearing, all-seeing. So giving him this independence. And then Allah says right after the verse after it, إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ إِمَّا شَكْرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. And we have made him in a right way, or have guided him to even be either be grateful or be ungrateful, thankful or ungrateful. The choice is mine and yours to make. Allah says, we created him, we've shown him the path, now is their choice. This is called independency. We're not like animals. We are pre-programmed to do certain things and to do certain chores. We're not like angels, where all we have to do is worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And angels are deprived of their free will in sense they cannot commit sin to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Me and you, we free. I can worship Allah. I can be disobedient to Allah. Now, obviously, we look at this as a positive aspect if it's used correctly. I mean, I can't, you know, disobey Allah and I do all things haram and forbidden, and then I brag about it. Oh, look at me, I'm free. God made me free. No, Allah says, I made you free to choose your own destiny. I will not choose it for you. Because if Allah chooses our destinies for us, then what's the point of creation to begin with? If we are predetermined, as some people acclaim that we are, but we're not. So we have free independency. I can choose, we can choose, we can choose our way, our path, and our end. Every action that me and you do, we make the choice. Should I do it or should I not do it? No one is putting a gun to my head. Well, even, let's say sometimes people do put a gun to my head. But obviously, not literally, but metaphorically. You know what I mean. All right, moving on. Number 7. Human beings are endowed with innate greatness and dignity. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred upon the supremacy over many other creatures. They would recognize their real self only when they sense such nobleness and dignity and regard themselves above the pettiness of humans, servitude and sensibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in another way, in a simple term, He just made us best than everything else. That's just basically what I wanted to say. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. Simple. We have glorified and honored the son of Adam. Done. Full stop. There is nothing else to say. So that also a very positive aspect to human beings. Obviously, the people that, you know, remain with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the honored ones. Once a person starts to sin and be ungrateful and denounce Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is no longer a human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers him in the Quran to be lower than an animal form. We leave it here. We will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله